This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry. We thank you so much for listening. Donald Trump isn't president yet, but the Senate is already getting to work on his cabinet picks. Retired General John Kelly goes in front of a Senate committee today in his bid to become Homeland Security Secretary. Republican Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama goes in front of the Judiciary Committee as Donald Trump's pick to be Attorney General. Now, Sessions is likely to be confirmed. He's a 20-year senator getting the approval of other senators, after all, but many people don't want it to be easy. In 1986, Sessions was before this very same Judiciary Committee that he's facing today. Back then, it was for a federal judgeship.
I am not a racist. I am not insensitive to blacks. I have supported civil rights activity in my state. I have done my job with integrity, equality, and fairness for all.
Sessions was rejected then because of concerns over his attitudes about race. Senator Sessions was an early supporter of Donald Trump, and during the confirmation hearing today, he was asked if he would follow up on the president-elect's campaign promises to investigate and even charge his opponent, Hillary Clinton, if he's attorney general.
I believe the proper thing for me to do would be to recuse myself from any questions involving those kind of investigations that involve Secretary Clinton.
Jeff Sessions was also asked about holding prisoners at Guantanamo Bay.
It's a safe place to keep prisoners. We've invested a lot of money in that, and I believe it should be utilized in that fashion, and have opposed the closing of it. But as Attorney General,
I just wanted to see if they were still listening.
Some voices from hecklers in the back in the Russell Senate office building there, a familiar sound from many Senate hearings these days. Now, it's not unusual for a close advisor like Jeff Sessions to get rewarded with a cabinet post. What is unusual, though, is that another senator is testifying against Jeff Sessions in front of other senators. New Jersey Democrat Cory Booker will go to the committee urging them to reject Jeff Sessions for attorney general tomorrow. In a moment, we're going to hear from one of Jeff Sessions' defenders, and later this hour, a story of prison and justice in Alabama that crossed paths with Jeff Sessions when he was a younger man and forming the record that he has today. But first, one of the voices that's been the most worried about Jeff Sessions becoming attorney general because of his record on civil rights and voting rights. Janae Nelson is here. She's associate director counsel of the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we mentioned Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey. It's remarkable, maybe even unprecedented, that he's going in front of the Judiciary Committee to testify against a colleague, against Jeff Sessions today. What do you make of it?
Well, what I make of it is that this is really an unprecedented nomination. Jeff Sessions could not be more anathema to the notion of the lawyer for the American people. And I'm not surprised that some of his colleagues on the Senate, even though they may find him to be affable and collegial as a senator, are outraged at the notion that he could possibly be the Attorney General of the United States.
Is your objection mostly on Jeff Sessions' conservative voting record? He has a long record as Attorney General in Alabama, maybe from 25 or 30 years ago before he got to the Senate. He's got a conservative voting record on immigration and on civil rights and even on some voting rights issues in the Senate. Is that where your opposition lies?
My opposition lies with his record over the course of his career, his 44-year career as a lawyer, and two stints where he served as a prosecutor, and he would be occupying a role in the same form as attorney general. And many of the choices that he made in each of those positions that are cause for great concern. He has a proven record of unrelenting hostility to civil rights and principles of equality. So we're not talking simply about a different ideology than what some people may desire. We're talking about someone who has demonstrated true disdain for the principles of equality, and it calls into question his ability to enforce the nation's civil rights laws and key constitutional protections.
So the Attorney General through the Justice Department, of course, Janae Nelson, has responsibilities in enforcing the Voting Rights Act, going to states or counties where there may be irregularities and evaluating those, policing those, and also the Civil Rights Division and the direction in the Civil Rights Division. And you have real concerns over that as well.
Absolutely. The Civil Rights Division has been integral to advancing the civil rights in this country. It was brought about as a result of the 1957 Civil Rights Act, and since then has played such a significant role in ensuring that the victories of that very volatile time in our country in the 1960s and 70s, that those victories actually have some meaning for individuals on the ground. And we know that that requires constant vigilance. And that has been in large part at the behest of the Department of Justice and its Civil Rights Division. Right now, the Department of Justice has several voting rights suits that is engaged in, where it's defending the principles of equal access to the ballot. We have great concern about the Department of Justice's willingness to continue to vigorously prosecute those cases, and importantly, to bring new cases when we have a mounting number of barriers being erected in states across the country to limit voting rights. He has tried himself to try to require proof of citizenship for voter registration. These are all efforts that are being contested in court now and that have been struck down by many federal courts, and yet these are still barriers that he supports and has tried to pass through legislation.
What does civil rights activism look like to you over the next 4 years? What areas are you looking at closely if and when he ascends to this post?
The most important thing, I think, for us to consider is the lack of independence that Jeff Sessions is likely to have with the president-elect when he ultimately becomes president. It has been critical that the Department of Justice has something of a firewall between itself and the president's office. And nothing that Jeff Sessions has done to date suggests that he will exercise the sort of independence in his decision-making from the president that would ensure that the Department of Justice is not being used as some sort of bullying tool by the president and is being manipulated against the people of this country.
Janae Nelson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Janae Nelson is Associate Director Counsel of the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund. And now let's turn to a voice defending the record of Senator Jeff Sessions and his nomination to be Attorney General. J.D. Gordon is a former Pentagon spokesman. He's also served as an advisor to Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee and Herman Cain when they were running for president, as well as Donald Trump. He worked for 6 months alongside Jeff Sessions on the Trump campaign. J.D. Gordon, welcome to the show.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me on the program.
J.D., you've said that allegations of racism against Jeff Sessions are as credible as Bigfoot sightings and aliens. And that's despite people who testified back in 1986 that he used racial slurs and jokes favorable to the KKK and things like that. Why do you think that this is a smear campaign against Jeff Sessions?
Well, you have to look at his record. I mean, he treats everybody with courtesy, dignity, and respect. I've personally seen that in hundreds of instances. That everybody he meets, he's very kind to, he treats fairly, treats with respect. And then if you look at his record back in Alabama, both as the Attorney General of the state of Alabama and also the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Alabama, he was very much working on behalf of civil rights. If you take a look at desegregation of schools in Alabama, he was a champion of that. If you look at prosecuting the KKK, Senator Sessions actually broke the back of the KKK in Alabama. There was a case where the son of the leader of the KKK, the son of Benny Hayes, was accused of murder, and basically Senator Sessions brought this case as a death penalty case, and he was able to achieve that. They executed the son of the KKK leader in Alabama because Senator Sessions had brought that case when he was the U.S. attorney, and then he oversaw it when he was the attorney general of the state of Alabama. So here's a guy that's committed his whole life to being fair, to doing the right thing. He has excellent judgment. And you know, I work with him very closely on the Trump campaign. You won't find a nicer guy in the United States.
Well, I don't think there's any question that Jeff Sessions is a nice guy and that he's courteous. I can testify to that. But let's talk about his record a little bit more. You just heard about concerns about Sessions' prosecution of the Marion Three in 1984 when he was Attorney General of Alabama, that many people came away from feeling that that prosecution amounted to harassment of black voters and an entrenchment of disenfranchisement in Alabama.
No, I would disagree with that. You know, there are a lot of things that people say that just aren't true. In the 1980s, his nomination for a judgeship was derailed because of hearsay. There was no proof of anything that he actually had said or did not say. It was a he said versus he said type of thing. And also, we've heard things in the United States that we clearly see aren't true. Like, does anybody remember Hands Up, Don't Shoot? That was a complete false narrative. Yet a lot of people believed
it. Okay, let's talk about the Marion Three case in 1984 in Alabama, however, when voting rights activists fell under prosecution by Attorney General Jeff Sessions then.
Senator Sessions always acts based upon the law, and he's fair. And so the facts that he had before that case, he thought were prosecutable. And so I'm not going to go back and question him for things he decided in the 1980s for ideas that I believe he had the facts and the law on his side.
How do you think that Jeff Sessions will approach issues of, let's say, policing, which is a big part of the job at the Justice Department as it oversees a lot of police departments at the state and local level? How do you think he'll approach that?
Well, I think he understands that there's been a lot of turmoil in the United States, a lot of unnecessary angst and hostility towards police. And I think he wants a change of attitude in the United States to make sure that we protect and value our law enforcement authorities. Frankly, that hasn't been done recently. We've seen all these attacks on police officers. Some have been murdered. And so I think he wants a change in attitude in the United States. And I think he's the perfect person to serve as the Attorney General.
J.D. Gordon, former advisor to Mike Huckabee, to Herman Cain, and to Donald Trump, and a co-worker, it could be said, with Jeff Sessions on the Trump campaign trail during this 2016 campaign. J.D. Gordon, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Todd.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.